Mr. Dobson Reels 17. How long after the attack were you in the reserve line?
Well, it wasn't very long after that. That was towards the end of the month, three, you know. So I think they left it to the end of the month so that to get her out, you know, for a rest. So it wasn't very long after that.
Did life go back to normal after the attack, or were you taken out more or less straight away?
Yeah, there was the drones up there, and I think it wasn't very long after that when we got withdrawn from the front. You know, I think we left it towards the end of the month to do it, and they took me back for a rest.
Where did you go to from there, then? Where was the rest?
Well, I think it was the Kansas line. So people out in the store away from it, and it was in a pretty bad state, I remember. And this is where me and that hospital again, and I'll be meeting this new house today. And we were digging a new kitchen, like, you know, down against company headquarters, so I was up on the hills, and I didn't look within bad state, this kind of thing. So all the tunnels have been done as well. And my mum was trying to blast the earth. You know, the winter then, you know, it was solid. And we tried a gun cut this week. And we tried to do the wall, put the gun cut in, and it detonated in the middle, and it blasted the earth, and it would go like enough. And it was just then that my mum was digging, trying to dig out, and it was a sergeant who moved it. Came with a telegram that his father died. At the end of his journey, you know, we had a small group of blokes coming to my help with him. He took a body and he couldn't get home. I mean, he'd been dead a few days anyway, he couldn't get back for his fuel money. There was a bloke I knew the world, and I mean, he had it. And then we were right after that, right? So we knew to go again. We got this bridge to do. And I was getting ready for the toilets and all that, you know. It was big in the ground, but it was very down. I didn't know how we did it because the ground was solid. We were talking, you know, 15 below, 20 below, and that, you know, the weather. You know, coming up to Christmas.
So what was this? You'd come out of the line. And was this not a camp you went to?
That was like what we call the Kansas line. It was like a retreat to. And that had been kept in tip top condition, as it is.
So, how far behind the line was this then?
Well, this was we're talking about a few miles, you know. It was quite a few miles, I think.
And what did it consist of?
Well, I remember that a big canvas, big marquee tent. That was where the ground was. And we had it before with big, like, tubes, like trestles, you know, when they make a seat stone. That's where your meal is at. We had a nothing place, and we used other place for that in a few other times as well. Obviously, our meals in there. But the tunnels was up, I don't know what color kinds of thing, you know.
Was that a trench?
The trenches are in the like living in the city, good sort of things in the area. And like there was a tent over, I saw them out the hutches, I think. And it was in bad condition. Some of them would go around with that, and they wouldn't keep it right. So we had to cut right just in case we shoot back again, which they had done in 1951. So that had to cut right just in case. So that was when the time was took up there, barbed wire. I did get in football, and I think the company's player, there was a football field. I'm trying to think again, not far away, just by the river. And I played against the Rocker Army and all the other. And you could open headbands on that. I think we beat us, I'm not sure it was 11-0 or something, but we beat them, but it can't take me out of terms. So, I did get football. plus there was a lad, I think this was where it was at, from Dover, who was in the medical corps. And his father back there, he didn't get to know about where we're at, like they don't, and he'd come up, and I had a game back with him. And those were good. You know, George Hawley called him, he'd come up and he picked us up, took us out for the day. Somebody had been at, something like that, John Wayne. I was well treated. They said, can't be me, he's just put on me. And he brought us back at night, I'd be back in. And he did later on, he did do it again, and George. But he was like medical.
So what was this position like, these trenches, like, compared with what you'd been used to at the front?
Well, it was just like up on the same, like, you know, there was, if I remember, it was like up the main road, up the road. And the turns was up on the hills, you know. I think it was a couple of hills, and we were down here, a couple of quarters.
So similar disposition to what you were like at the front?
Oh yeah, just the same, like, fighting trenches and everything, you know. But getting it in left, kind of in.
Were the trenches the same as the front line trenches?
Yeah, and it was often on the same, like, but they'd been cleared in, like, you know, and they hadn't been maintained in it. Like, say, the Germans were always smarter for leaving everything right, putting everything right. A lot of work, I mean, I remember that.
So you did, there was a lot of work involved digging and,
yeah,
and putting the trenches right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, whatever trenches were, you know, you'd come to the corner and want, even in the tent, and you'd put out trenches. So there was plenty to do for that month. I think we'd been told we were going to be out for Christmas. So that was good, yeah.
You were going to be in those positions for Christmas? Yeah. Because this must have been round about the beginning of December, was it?
Yeah, when I come back, I knew we'd get told about we were going to be out. But we'd be battling for the year. So we knew we were going to get a mail and be mailing with Christmas Day, which we did.
Were these positions wired as well?
Yes, they have wired.
And what about mines? Was it mines as well?
There were many mines there, and not there. But it was all wired, but it was getting neglected, you know, and cut. I mean, it had been fought over this, where we're at, you know, over here. So it deteriorated, so we had to put it in other parts of the line. Couldn't just do it. So there was plenty of work to do, rewiring the window, taking more wire away, putting new wire in, trenches cleaning out, fighting divisions ready. So it was hard work because, like I said, it was in the winter. And we were talking about minus, very low. Because that's when we had a string vest given in it, rubber, sewing boots, and everything. The sewers were very much sewers of great for heating. So it let the air in the field. Deep parts. And you have the wire here, so you see. Deep parts, lined. Coming through you. Long joints. Greasy linings. You didn't tap them down. Now, like holes in the front, holes in the back, so you didn't have to put a basic camera in there, you know, when you and facing lines of the combat trails and everything else, so you know, you know, you're very much out there, but you still can't stand like that. The gloves, like mitts, but had this finger. Tell you what, I would like to say, you know, what they had to put them on. They would get slightly out. But you still can't the core, man. I mean, at the time, you used to get on what minus. Less than that.
So it was very cool.
I'm not kidding. I'm not all of it. There's the rip through it. I didn't know. Didn't ask anything. All of it. I nearly wanted to go off late, wasn't it?
Was there any frostbite? Any cases of that?
Yeah, I think it was very close. Yeah, I think it was close to a year. I think they were probably a minute. And I didn't make them. Because, I mean, you couldn't work by that suit. So we had to tear it off, you know. Really, it was a point when you felt the real tear apart. And you know, it was supposed to come down from the side, really.
So what was the daily, you mentioned, what was the daily routine like in this rear area, was it the same sort of, would we know patrolling, I presume?
No, nothing
there. So I'd imagine you were talking about working with the trenches.
Yeah, the trenches.
Was that more through the day?
Yeah, through the day. You might get a guy at night. You know, if you did that, I mean, you got 10 hours during the day, you'd sleep. We used to do a guard duty in our area. Couldn't get caught in the area. You know, just walking along and that. You know, I mean, you talk about careers out there. Sometimes you get civilians. Hard civilians at that way, you know, sometimes you manage to do a sweep of an area for when he's North Koreans waiting through. I mean, we couldn't tell the really difference, you know. Chinese, North Koreans, South Koreans, I mean. So you have to be on the lookout all the time, just in case. Infiltrated, is that the word? They haven't got through. So really, you have to be on the tour like, all the time, just in case. We were like fortunate when the Korean was called Dukes.
You had them attached to you, did you?
Yeah,
I think you mentioned before that they did a lot of carrying. And
yeah,
they did a lot of carrying. And they acted as, did you have interpreters?
Or? Yeah, TV song. That's the one we had with it. He'd been a teacher, I think it was. But you know, later on, he'd been a teacher. As they were hungry. Yeah, they did. Because he's not there again, he's in company of course. You know. But, he used to keep the leg and I'd say, you know, you did try and tell her the difference between South and North or something, or Korean or something. I can't remember how you see it, how the Chinese. I mean, now I look like it, you see him. And you know, it seemed about a Korean as a flatter face than the Chinese or something. How the hell did you tell that man? I don't know. I looked. Then I went back again. It happened. Then I got the gear on. To me, I looked at him. Then I saw the guy. Where did that man? But they were great. Plus, I broke so I didn't know what to tell.
Did you come across many of the civilian population then?
Now we don't know. We got up at it now.
Because you were well up in the hills still, weren't you?
Yeah, we were up there like in the. I mean, the consul, I think it was, you know, with a decent human mother, or with a 30-year power, and I don't think we were allowed all that far, but we did get them up the valleys, because I've been up there with this company sergeant major, flooding bottles, empty bottles there for fruit and that, you know, if you get home or anything like that. So really, there was somewhat about somewhere.
Were there any towns and villages nearby?
Well, little parts. I'm not sure if it was that little part of the around Charlotte, but there was a little village where prostitutes and that were there. And we did. We went down through one day and we were standing there shouting at one another. But, I mean, you couldn't. You couldn't stop it, you know. But there was some on the boat, so you have to be careful then as well. There were proper signs of that. But they weren't that right up to the line, weren't they? I mean, they were back, they were really pretty well back there, you know, the kinds of things. We had plenty of them there, but they didn't go that way. But you did it's a sweep up the hill, you know, just to make sure there's nobody lying about. North Korea's in there.
Was that during the day?
Yeah, during the day, about 10 at night, just to make sure.
Did you take part in any of that?
Oh, I've been on there, I've been there. Always have been doing it. I don't know from anything, you know, I wouldn't use a bar, but I didn't admit. I appeared for it the next time, you know, as a patrol, you know.
Well, no doubt, we'll come on to that.
Yeah.
I suppose it was, generally, life was a little bit more relaxed, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could get 10 off, you know. You spent a lot of time in the butcher, you know, and then that cold, and it was the snow, and I don't know. I think it was really very low snow, but it was cold. I mean, I'm, like I said, mine is very low. But Sewell, we did get Sewell, and he did get a couple, you know, but not the other way, he would have, you know, 67 foot here, you know, or another. I didn't even know about that, not really.
Did you still get your hot meals? Were the meals better, since you were further back from the front line?
Yeah,
or
cooked.
Was it pretty much the same?
Yeah, very cooked. I didn't find your hot meal night. So you were pretty well fed. You know, I ate breakfast. You had any fried eggs in it. You know, and you threw it from there. You actually had just been in that. So, yeah, you did well. I did well. I think it was this time mine that I started with the Trouble Swim Boys. I think it was more than doing that. You know, it was a group that we stayed with a kit. But I think it was then that I started with Stunt Tour. But we still didn't need all that.
Was there a lot of illness?
Well, we always got the evidence to the sickness, like a sprain the foot, falling down my arms, or catch a cold. Tell you that, I mean, Molly used to send me the jars of Vic. But, you know, Vic Yoganov, you'd see that. And I said, Molly used to send me, Molly would have nothing. If you're living, I said, Molly Chestnut. It was and I didn't mean I'd work out, to be honest. But she did, she used to send me, take place down the door, but I didn't take place. So I didn't use it bad.
So apart from your general work on the trenches and your guard duties, anything else that you did on the on this particular reserve line?
And we did get a bottle of beer. Are you allowed? I think it was two bottles, I think. That's what you're allowed. It was Japanese beer. A sake or something, sake or something. Yeah, I was at the New Zealand boat to allow us up. And I was going to be in the reserve building. And it'd be out for a bottle of beer. I think there's a couple of sides of money that I was using it for the team that got money in for the buy stuff for the line side, you know. That's how it went to. But I mean, you think yourself. Because I did that one in the last couple of months I was there, so. You did put in the company, and then apples, or, you know, that things like that, you know. So
did you have the same artillery with you all the time?
Yes, I think we had the team.
Because you mentioned having the New Zealand as artillery before when you were in the front line.
I think we also had them. I could have a battery of all these of the British, but I think we really always had the Kiwis. Because we, somehow we always went in them. You know, we always up seeing them. They still do anybody. What a bit of a crit, really. There again, now we didn't get between. The Americans, the Aussies, the New Zealand, I mean, they don't need to reach. And I think there's something about the Americans that were on about, I mean, how weird it was, but the British government were not at the time. I mean, I was part of the week. So I couldn't get any, but I spent it. I did like the guard shot over, I think you're talking about pence, you know, pennies for the guard shot over. Was it really tuned? Is that related? No, not anymore. After nothing, you know, because nothing else to me. Things like that, you know. But I only had a pound a week.
Was it much gambling?
Not with me, I didn't know whether to tell you. We didn't, unfortunately, we didn't. Not gambling. No, not what happened. There was a potential in the last, and I forget the other. I didn't know. I can't remember who that is. I didn't really restrict it, but I think about things like that. Anything that caused trouble with me. So, I can't remember any of them. So, I don't think that was all right, I don't know.
And you were there for roughly a month again.
Yeah, well, we just had our Christmas dinner.
What was Christmas like?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I was born for a while in bed, and I wish you'd been there. There's a sergeant major coming away. It's a thing in the army. I don't know when I was in Berlin, if I were the officers come on and they're being mother killing the women. And the sergeant major come in. Being mother killing the women. That's true, that's in the army in bed.
This is Christmas morning.
Christmas morning. Yeah. And we had to get up in like an hour. I mean, we had that until this. And then, we had Christmas breakfast, you know, Friday, you know, like that. And we had Christmas dinner. And we had to, you know, like that. I think we did it on, man. We had a healthy dinner. I'm not sure if they had a few of these hats or something there. It was pretty far to get hold of something. They take them on. And well, they had a good dinner. I don't know, children like that. You know, most kids have a good day. So, we did very good Christmas. But we knew we'd gone back in the rain for New Year, you know, to the end of the day. So we enjoyed it.
And when was that? When did you go back into
the army?
Where did you go? Can you remember? Was it back to the same area?
No, I think that was a different area. No, it was the others. I remember that we were going in 4 years anyway. And it was severe recording. I think they had a similar, and they couldn't get the Russians at all. And it was a jeep. I was stopped. They tried to get through because the jeep went off the road now. Slid off. I think we were all over it. The 2 hours it was over. So we had to come back, so many of them, and the packs of Russians, and carry them up. And they were sitting on the boxing wall down the hill, sliding down on it. I think we made one or two journeys as well to get the stuff up for the company. So that was New Year's Eve. That was New Year's Eve in the morning.
Was this back up to the front line?
Yeah.
Do you remember the area? Do you remember what it was called?
No, I can't remember the what you call it. Maybe. I remember the area because that's where I started doing first patrols. Yeah.
We'll come on to that in a minute. Yeah. Just talking in general, you're going to a new place. Were you actually in the front line or were you in reserve?
No, we were in the front.
You were front line.
Yeah. It wasn't far off the beginning, the 355.
Hill's 355.
It wasn't a bit more off that. We went on the front and I think we went to the right of the battalion. And I was another company over that side, we were here. And another company just passed them, and then the reserve company, and then we seemed to be. But we were in the front again.
And where was Hill 355 in relation to you?
It was to the right. It was big, so that was a big thing. We did go on the front, weren't we? And that's where I started with the patrols.
What was the trenches like here then?
We had a. Yeah, we had to put them, let's see them doing in the night again, it wasn't had to be put right.
So what kind of state were they in when you took over?
Well, on that particular one, I was against them. I had a hutchie on the end, it was just a signal. It wasn't far from the command post. And we did anyway. And we made, after we had a place on his own. It's a shirt when you get around the middle block. He's giving me up for the toilets now, not for the toilets. So I was up again. It was a very minor one. You know, he just went in a bit high, right? But it was narrow. And in bed. And that was about it. I was in the bed and we made him a big part of one. And we sleeping bag. In that room, both of them. If I wasn't injured, like this was, I think it was well over 9 hours. What's called?
Could he get changed?
Oh, yeah, I changed then, and I probably socks and that. Still got some of my shirts.
Was the setup similar to what you described before when you were in the front line, with the company headquarters behind the actual front line trench itself?
Yeah, I mean that position. We were actually a little bit farther forward than you normally think. And we wanted a platoon line, there was a platoon of footwear just here. And they were just behind them on the bottom of the hill. Of course, I'm very careful, but it wasn't a big, massive, it was a hill. So you have to be very careful, showing your head around the line. Because when you want to go across the one here, the platoons, or the trench, it was very deep, you know, because it went down across the big valley. But really, which you had to go and visit, when you're using it. So, really, we were quite a forward and normal.
Was the terrain similar?
Yeah.
Still hilly?
Yeah, long sloping, bad tempers. I said to put them colours out. The different shapes of cross or whatever, the different shapes you have for the airplanes. I remember one tailor that I went to get the bottom of the hill, and it was like a company clerk. And I had a bit of a mutton thing, and the cliff house was down there as well. As it was, and then once later on in the month, we were getting shy, we couldn't get a meal there. And we took the turns, went down the hill, and grabbing some bad land to the sun. That's a good bread, Try to get some meat. We didn't get the same way. I went down, and I went just out of the front line to the switching. I hit that ground, I didn't come out then. Shite was a bit out of
there. Were you facing the Chinese again?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And where were they from you?
It was not a valley in the end, between them. So, that way the train was done.
And your trenches were on the far side of the hill?
Yeah.
On the back slope of the hill?
Yeah. And there was a train, it was just in front of us. We had to come down during the end. And we couldn't show ourselves. And we did get left side. I think it was there, maybe a tank, it was camouflaging on the top. It was there.
Was it similar to the other time you were in the front line?
Yeah, it was similar. Yeah. It was really all a repetition, really. Yeah.
The same sort of daily routines?
Yeah. If you're having a gym, we still have to be, stand till at night and stand till Christmas morning. Most of them were behind the hill, a couple of courses. We still have to keep hook striking that you have for the company, that you have peer slips and things like that. We still have to get peer.
And all that was done from the company headquarters where you were? And still the same patrolling?
That's when I started doing the patrolling.
You started patrolling then, did you?
Yeah, I was Captain Barini.
Where was Captain Barini at this point? Was he attached to the company headquarters?
Yeah, he was in company headquarters.
He was in company headquarters, was he?
That was their position.
Right, yeah, well, no doubt we'll come on to that. Can you remember your first patrol then?
It was a fighting patrol, obviously we did 15. We did. I didn't know, I was not there, you know, I saw a couple of cotton suit. I said, what's going to be the end? Why are they running? You know, we should be pulling you up, or just reading you over the front door, you know,